Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
From the Minneapolis Star Tribune, John Rat. I'm sorry, say again. John Rash joins me. I want to talk about a couple of things that are happening. John Rash, I'm sure that you have been paying, first of all, good morning. I'm sure you've been paying attention to the Olympics and the Olympic rundown here, the way everything is going. A pretty proud day in the state of Minnesota today, in the city of St. Paul, for Suni Lee, the first Hmong American to compete and win like this in the Olympics.
Absolutely extraordinary, and really seems to have galvanized the state of Minnesota, which is a wonderful thing considering all the challenges that the state and the nation and the world is facing right now, which is one of the reasons that despite all the controversies, John, that the Olympic Games going forward is really a positive thing for so many people. And it's wonderful to see so many people respond so positively to her, to her family, to her community, and to the state of Minnesota. And especially because this comes in the context of the biggest star going into the game, which of course was Simone Biles, withdrawing from the competition, the fact that she won this marquee event, given that opportunity, is really quite extraordinary. And we'll have to see how if NBC had a ratings rebound, given the news yesterday that broke, and then the telecast of it last night. But this is clearly one of the biggest stories to come out of the Olympics so far.
Yeah, I was wondering how much, and you follow the media and the impact on all of this. This is how much, you know, Simone Biles withdrawing, how much of an impact that would have on ratings overall, because so many people were going to tune in to watch, you know, the woman they refer to as the greatest of all time. How much of an impact do you think that might be having, John?
I certainly think the fact that NBC appropriately and understandably had hyped her performance and that she was in so many Olympic ads, and then the fact that she withdrew from the competition, you know, may have dampened some of the enthusiasm. But, you know, at times it can really dampen viewership when people know the results early. But in today's technologically transformed society, it was very hard to avoid the news that an American, and particularly to us in Minnesota, Suni Lee had won the gold in Simone Biles' absence, may have heightened the interest and the drama about it, and people may have wanted to see a new face and see how she did it. So it may have helped the ratings rebound a bit from that perspective.
When we learned about, a couple of months ago now, Naomi Osaka withdrawing from the tennis tournament because of, you know, what she claimed, basically some for her own mental well-being, and Simone Biles kind of took the same tact. Do you think that we will see more of this, John, as we become more aware of the fact that these are ultimately just people?
Yes, and I also and hope we see more of leagues and the media and fans responding positively. I think that there's going to be a big effort among colleges, high schools, and certainly the pro leagues to try to better respond to athletes' mental health. And this is something that's probably been actually happening forever, but it has now come out into the open because it's an era and certainly a generation that feels more comfortable, as is often said, that it's okay not to be okay. And some of them are being more vocal about it. And leagues and colleges and elsewhere who have all of this media tied up into this, they want these athletes to perform, and hopefully that'll incentivize them to try to help athletes in a better way and improving their mental health.
Chatting with Mike Max earlier this week, we were talking about his being at an event where there were some Gopher players who were signing autographs for cash, which is something brand new as we get into the NCAA and other athletic college organizations who are allowing athletes now to use their image, their likeness, their names for financial gain while they're at the college level. Give me your take on that, John.
And it's really going to transform sports. There certainly may be some challenges with it, including imbalances among sports and certainly even within teams, where you can imagine on a high-profile college football team, the quarterback and one of the running backs or a receiver, you know, may be able to make a lot of money on their name, image, and likeness, and the offensive linemen protecting all of them are not as marquee. So I think that's going to be
It's going to be something interesting to watch. Yeah, I hate to ever break away from you here without finding out, first of all, if you have a column coming up Saturday morning. We know you write regularly for the Star Tribune on Saturday morning on the opinion page. Do you have something coming up? This has just been one of those mornings, hasn't it? We got disconnected. Well, you'll have to, I know he has a column tomorrow morning in the Star Tribune. So I would recommend that when you do what I do, whether you're reading it online at startribune.com or just, you know, pick up the paper at the corner, wherever you get yours, and read the column, because John is always writing something thoughtful in the Star Tribune. I guess that's the best way to say it. So, and I'm a fan of that. I appreciate him joining us for this morning. We will continue to keep in touch. He'll be back next Friday morning for the Rash Report here on News Talk 830 WCCO.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.